This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We have the amazing Alex from The Big Smoke joining us. Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
We are very excited.
Good.
Now, Alex, I've heard of almond milk, soy milk, cow's milk, and even, like, there's even goat's milk. But you have news about new milk. What's happening?
So it's not really that appetizing.
Okay.
But it is a thing. It's cockroach milk.
What?
No.
Are you trying to tell me the cockroaches have nipples?
Well, do almonds?
No, that's a very good point.
What are you saying, that you put them in the blender?
I am saying that.
Alex, wait.
So basically, we're looking at a future where the dairy industry and the meat industry isn't as sustainable as it was 30, 40 years ago. So researchers are trying to find what are nutritious ways to feed humans. About a year ago, they came up with the concept that if you had a bowl of cockroaches for breakfast, getting all the protein and all the nutrition you need from the cockroaches. They've got a protein in them that actually is four times more nutritious than cow's milk.
Oh, no. It's the next best thing.
I've heard of people who, like, crunch up their crickets, so they cook their crickets up and they become little cricket chips. But I can't imagine the opposite textures, like milky cockroaches. Are we getting the milk that comes out like when you stand on them? Is that what's happening? That white goo?
It's made in a similar way as almond milk, which is the straining formula. There is a protein in their bodies. You know, all of those things can lead to people being able to make milk out of pretty much most things, which is weird. But yeah, I mean, could you imagine a cockroach cappuccino?
No. I'm a healthy girl. I have a little coconut latte. I like to eat my kale and quinoa. I draw the line at cockroaches.
But this is
interesting you say kale and quinoa, because the researchers said it's healthier than both those two items.
I don't even care.
But see, this isn't something that, like, just scientists are saying. This has been celebrity endorsed.
Well, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, well, she's a bit of a health nut.
Which I wouldn't actually take anything she says by any kind of...
No.
I mean, no.
Too busy steaming her jatsy.
I would rather hear from a researcher than Gwyneth Paltrow, I'm just saying.
Yeah, so when are we going to see these hitting the shelves? Is this going to be a thing? Are we going to get jugs of it?
You know, if it does happen, it won't happen in the next few years, but what will be... The incident is that they will start integrating this into nutritious meals for other countries around the world until it becomes mainstream.
Okay. All right.
So you have a bit of cockroach milk with your cockroach.
So you'll get used to it.
10 years' time, we'll check back with you and we'll see if we're having cockroach milk on our breakfast cereal.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, cockroach milk on your bowl of cockroaches, right?
Oh, gross.
Bon appetit.
Thank you, Alex, from The Big Smoke, giving us the biggest news stories in Australia. Speak to you next week.
Thanks, Alex.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.